Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Walking in This World, by Julia Cameron, is a creativity and recovery guide designed for people who want to live with more authenticity, courage, and imaginative energy. Often positioned as a companion to the artist's way, it shifts the focus from starting a creative practice to sustaining one in everyday life. Cameron frames creativity as a spiritual and practical path, inviting readers to reconnect with a sense of wonder, rebuild trust in their own instincts, and move through fear that can stall artistic and personal growth. The book is structured as a multi-week program with reflections and exercises that emphasize forward motion, paying attention, taking small risks, and making time for what feels meaningful. Rather than treating creativity as a rare talent, Cameron presents it as a way of being that can be practiced through routine, self-inquiry, and playful experimentation. Readers can expect encouragement, prompts, and a steady push to translate inner insights into outward action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creativity as a lived path, not a special talent. A core idea in Walking in This World is that creativity is not limited to professional artists or people with formal training. Cameron treats it as an everyday capacity that grows when you give it attention and protect it from constant self-judgment. The book encourages readers to stop waiting for permission and instead see creative living as a series of small, repeatable choices. This reframing matters because many people carry an invisible rule that their creative impulses must be justified, monetized, or validated before they are allowed to act on them. Cameron argues for the opposite. Creative action itself builds confidence and clarity. In practical terms, the program invites you to notice what sparks curiosity, what environments nourish you, and what habits drain you. By treating creativity as a relationship you tend, you begin to make decisions that support it, such as setting boundaries around time, choosing gentler self-talk, and allowing imperfect early attempts. The result is not only more creative output, but also a more engaged way of moving through daily life, where your attention becomes an instrument for growth. Secondly, tools that strengthen momentum through routine and reflection. Cameron is known for concrete practices that turn creativity from an abstract desire into a daily experience. In this book, she emphasizes tools that build motion and reduce the friction that keeps people stuck. The approach is less about sudden breakthroughs and more about steady accumulation, showing up, observing what happens, and adjusting. The exercises and prompts are designed to surface honest preferences, neglected dreams, and hidden resentments that quietly block energy. Routine matters because it lowers the stakes. When you write, walk, sketch, brainstorm, or explore regularly, you do not need inspiration to begin. Reflection matters because it lets you learn from your own patterns instead of repeating them unconsciously. The book encourages readers to treat their creative life like a practice. You return to it even when results are unclear. You measure progress in increased aliveness, and you track what helps. By combining structured weekly focus with repeatable habits, Cameron offers a practical scaffold for people who want to rebuild consistency after years of postponement or self-doubt. Thirdly, moving through fear, resistance, and self-sabotage, a major barrier to creative living is not lack of ideas, but fear. Fear of being seen, fear of being mediocre, fear of wasting time, or fear of disappointing others. Walking in This World addresses these internal obstacles by naming them as common and workable rather than shameful. Cameron explores how resistance often disguises itself as perfectionism, procrastination, or busy work. She invites readers to identify the voice of the inner critic and to practice responding with action instead of argument. The book also highlights how old narratives can keep a person trapped, such as the belief that creativity must be painful, that success is unsafe, or that enjoyment is irresponsible. By working with these stories directly, readers can begin to separate present reality from inherited assumptions. The emphasis is on gentle persistence, taking the next small step even when confidence is not yet present. Over time, repeated action reduces fear because it proves you can survive discomfort and still continue. This section of the book is especially useful for people who start enthusiastically and then stall when the work becomes real. Fourthly, reclaiming identity, purpose, and a sense of direction. Beyond helping readers produce creative work, Cameron uses creativity as a route back to personal identity. Many people have a vague feeling that they are not living the life they are meant to live, but they cannot name what is missing. The book encourages exploration as a way to uncover direction, trying activities, noticing what feels energizing, and paying attention to longing without immediately dismissing it. This process can clarify values and reveal practical next steps, such as changing a schedule, pursuing training, making different friends, or giving more time to solitary thinking. Cameron also emphasizes that creative growth often requires grieving what was lost or postponed, and forgiving yourself for the years spent disconnected. identity is treated as something that can evolve, not a fixed label you must defend. As readers work through the weekly themes, they can begin to form a more coherent picture of who they are now and what they want next. That sense of direction supports better decisions, because choices become aligned with a lived purpose rather than external expectations. Lastly, building supportive environments, relationships, and boundaries, creative progress is not only an internal matter. Cameron stresses that environment and relationships can either nurture or erode your creative life. Walking in this world encourages readers to examine where they leak energy, overcommitment, people-pleasing, chaotic spaces, and relationships that punish growth. The book supports the idea that boundaries are not selfish but necessary for sustained creativity. That may mean protecting quiet time, reducing exposure to negativity, or choosing companions who respect experimentation and change. Cameron also points to the importance of play, beauty, and restorative experiences that refill the creative well. This can include walks, museums, time in nature, or small adventures that remind you life is larger than your fear. Community is addressed with a balanced lens. Connection can provide encouragement, but comparing yourself to others can trigger paralysis. The goal is to create conditions where you can take risks with less stress, recover faster from setbacks, and keep moving. By treating creativity as something you steward through practical choices, readers learn to shape a life that makes follow-through more likely. In conclusion, Walking in This World is best for readers who feel creatively stalled, overly cautious, or disconnected from what they truly want, including artists, writers, entrepreneurs, caregivers, and professionals who suspect they have sidelined a vital part of themselves. It is also a strong fit for people who liked The Artist's Way and want continued structure, as well as anyone who responds well to guided exercises and weekly themes. The benefit is practical and personal. You gain tools for consistent action, a clearer understanding of your preferences, and a healthier relationship with fear and imperfection. Over time, these shifts can improve not only your creative output, but also your daily well-being, because you begin making choices that increase energy rather than drain it. Compared to similar creativity books that focus mainly on productivity or craft technique, Cameron offers a holistic program that blends mindset, habit, environment, and meaning. It is worth buying if you want a step-by-step companion that keeps you engaged over weeks, and if you value an encouraging voice that treats creativity as a sustainable way of living, not a one-time breakthrough. If you would like to support Julia Cameron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.